Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is a screenwriter and filmmaker, Azza Jacobs. His new film is The Lovers, starring Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts. The film is a comedy about a couple stuck in a boring marriage that both have extramarital affairs, and as they get ready to leave each other, they rekindle their relationship. It's a story that lends itself to being a screwball comedy, but in Jacobs' hands, it steers far from the rom-com cliche.
I've hardly seen you last week.
I've been overly occupied.
So you're screwing your wife now?
As if.
Mary!
What happened?
Well, you fell asleep on me. That's what happened.
You're a coward, Michael. You need to tell her now.
Everybody knows I'm an idiot, all right? Come back. I'm a moron.
Tell her!
Azza Jacobs is born and raised in New York City, spent most of his time in Los Angeles, but, I mean, he's global at this point, right? His previous work includes the Sundance indie Terry, starring John C. Reilly. For his film The Lovers, it had a successful run at the Tribeca Film Festival, and now it's being released in theaters. It's a pleasure to welcome filmmaker Azza Jacobs to The Download tonight at the Big Table. Azza, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right, so let's talk about the film. It's interesting because I kind of said this story lends itself a little bit to being sort of a screwball comedy, but in the way you tell it, it comes across in a whole entirely fresh, unique way. Was that the intention? Was the intention to steer away from the way that this kind of story has been told before?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, not in a way, really. I wanted this film to exist right after those movies end, like whether it was 20 years later or the next day. I wanted to know what happened when those movies, that happily ever after, ended, and what's next with these couples when the screen fades out and there's this swelling music. So that's where this began.
Most of your films and reading about your work, I mean, they all seem to center around the relationship. They're character driven. It's not something that, you know, you're necessarily writing big plot twists, and the movie is about the characters. Talk about that. Talk about your interest in exploring relationships, especially complex ones like these.
Well, I'm always searching for stories that you could summarize the narrative in one sentence. So in this case, I put on the top of the page a couple that cheat on their lovers with each other. It just gives me this place to go in all different mm-hmm. directions. The way that I love Chandler or Hammett, that they still have these bones of narrative, but in between it is actually where the story is going on. And that's what I'm interested in. That's where I feel like I can go to these places that are equally light and dark and broad and hopefully narrow, but always reflecting how life feels to me in some way.
Let's talk about just the screenwriter in you. Is that how you like to approach all your work, this idea of taking one sentence or something that you can boil down and exploring it?
Yeah, and I also really like to write about strangers. I find myself being a lot more honest. I feel like I can even, you know, I made a film called Mama's Man with my own parents star in it, and we shot on the home that I was raised. But the son was very different than me, and that was a breakthrough for me because at first I was writing about a son that was very much like myself, and I realized, like, I'm not going to talk about anything I don't want to. I'm not going to go to any place.
Yeah, right.
I want to sell myself. I want to be a cool guy, you know?
That's interesting. Like, yeah, right.
So I find myself writing about strangers and seeing, and the farther away, trying to find myself connecting to them. How do I connect? I find it a lot more interesting, first off, and I find myself hopefully being a lot more honest.
That's a fascinating look at it because honesty plays out. I mean, that's a big part of this movie and the ways you play. But the idea of being able to write for strangers, that trait, to find honesty in strangers as opposed to the characters you know, it almost seems like a contrast.
Yeah, well, that contrast is definitely what I'm always looking for. I'm looking for that contrast within ourselves. I see it within myself. I'm a person that I wake up in the morning, I listen to Howard Stern, and then I go to an NPR. I love Sia, I love the Bad Brains. I don't know where the peace is between these things, but I see that, and obviously I see the conflict between us, each other, in much graver terms as well. And I guess I'm trying to not come to peace with it, but I'm just trying to acknowledge that we can go up and down simultaneously sometimes. I want my films to be like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and beyond honesty, the other thing that is very striking about this film is the idea of conflict and how the characters deal with it. They both are having extramarital affairs. They both have said to their lovers, I'm going to leave them once, you know, once the sun comes to visit. We're going to make this happen. Yet that you don't explore that conflict with such explosiveness or with such cliche kind of, oh, the emotions are going to take over. There is a steady calm to the fact that both of these characters know what's going to happen.
That's true. I find the affairs to be such a cliche itself. When you hear somebody say, I'm having an affair, it just sounds, it actually sounds so boring to me, you know? And I feel like I wanted to talk about something, the way that I really see those, when they become more work than the thing you're escaping. You know, Tracy Letts talks about affairs being much more about what the individual needs, like what that person wants of themselves, what they're getting, not really what they're seeing in the other person. Mm-hmm. And that I found really compelling to me. But the drama of so much the schism between them, I like this idea. You know, I'm always looking for characters that I'm going to treat not as villains or victims. But in this case, I could see them both being that. I could see, because right. they're both doing it, it kind of canceled each other out, and neither could claim.
Right. There's no higher ground.
Yeah. And I like that. And I like that they're not even acknowledging that with each other. But you can sense that they're just not asking. It's a, you know, don't
well,
ask,
I mean,
don't tell.
That is a big part of the way that you directed this film. And we talked about the writing of it. But the directing of it, I mean, it's fascinating that the action and the emotion and the conflict comes between the dialogue. You know, there's some times where they're talking to each other, you know, like about whether the toothpaste is gone or whatever it is. And you could tell they really are trying to telegraph something else, yet doing, you know, having mundane conversation.
Well, that's Tracy Letts and Deborah Winger. That's what I get. I mean, that's what I took advantage. I try to take advantage because it was a gift of a lifetime. So those are the things. We stuck to the script. The script stayed the same. And there was I wrote with a space in there. But really with the hope that this is what I'd see. Oh, in between, how would they say these things that would be truthful? Whether the lines themselves could be, they feel theatric or dramatic or overly more than life is. How would you say this in your life? And that's where I feel like hopefully the real life in the film happens.
Well, I mean, as a director, I mean, how do you direct that way? I mean, when you have such talent like Tracy and Deborah, do you have to say, play it this way, I'd like to see deadpan, this kind of stuff? Or do you let the actors kind of feel their way through it? Because it definitely had a theatrical feel to it.
Yeah. Well, this is a story about people playing roles in their lives. And so that theatrical feeling I wanted, that even in the location, I found a house that was a real house that felt like a set to me. And I felt like that was interesting. These people are starring in their own lives. They don't seem to be so concerned outside of their own lives. This, whatever they went searching for, is because they're the leads of their lives at this point. But I let them lead the way, and especially in this case, I try to see, okay, well, this is what you're going to say. This is basically the point, and we know where we're going with this. Where would you say this? How would you walk in and make sure that everything is set up afterwards in terms of the camera, the lights, rather than, okay, I need you to hit this place and hit this place. Always to kind of remember, hopefully to remember, to build after them, you know, showing me what the path is, the most interesting, compelling path.
Filmmaker Azza Jacobs in studio tonight. His film's The Lovers, starring Deborah Winger, Tracy Letts, out in theaters this week. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back more with Azza Jacobs at the big table. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio, Azza Jacobs, the filmmaker. His new film, The Lovers, starring Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts, is in theaters this week. Congrats on the success of the film, too, because this was an independent film that played at the Tribeca Film Festival, is getting a theatrical release. What's that mean to you? Because, you know, you've had a great career, mostly a festival circuit kind of career, and you've been both an experimental filmmaker and an indie filmmaker. What's it mean to you to have a film like this, The Lovers, out in theaters?
It's a great feeling. I mean, I'm somebody that's been, for the past bunch of years, I've been working in TV. I've been working on a show called Doll and M for HBO. And so very, very satisfying. But when you finish, it's out. It's out of your hands. And I'm not looming next to you while you're watching it on TV.
Right,
I got
right.
no idea, really. So the Tribeca Festival was last week. That was the first time I saw this movie with an audience.
Wow.
And the first time I heard that it actually is funny to other people besides myself, you know? So it's a thrill. It's really a thrill. It feels alive in a different way. Again, like, I like this idea of going, TV offers me something else. But that sense of thinking, like, okay, what I find funny, some other people do, or what I find interesting, some other people are finding interesting as well. There's always this feeling when I'm making this work, like, is it me? Am I alone here? Is this interesting, or am I just strange? Is this because this film really represents my interest and my care and the things, and that has so much to do with A24. You know, I was shooting this film 1 year ago from right now with the knowledge that we're coming out to theaters, also with an incredible amount of control. They were just ramping up on shooting Moonlight. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of, even though they'd proven themselves a distributor, we didn't know they liked my work. I liked what they'd done. But in terms of, we were both hoping for the best. And it wasn't a matter of them going, okay, here's some money, go make your film. It was like, how can we help? Here's the financing to do it, but also how can we be helpful? And in the case of Tracy Letts, Tracy goes out of his way to tell people how little he had ever heard of me before this project. He's like, I never heard of him? No, I mean, I really never heard, not even a single ever, but I did wind up with a script. We you know, after I gave him the script, and besides Deborah Winger being attached, the other thing besides him responding to the script and Deborah was that he saw that it was A24, and he told me the story that he and his wife, every time when they would go to see a movie and they'd respond to it, they kept seeing the same logo, and they thought, like, oh, that's interesting. So when he saw that logo attached to this script, I mean, that's wow. Amazing,
yeah,
to
that
me.
Is,
that
right.
That was the thing that it wasn't, you know, I would love to say, yeah, oh, he loved this film or that film. But again, he really never heard of anything I've done.
Going back to something you said just about whether sometimes you feel like in the business, whether or not you're the only one that laughs at the things that you laugh at, or that, you know, are interested in the things that you're interested in. You know, it's interesting to hear that from somebody who's had success. I mean, you just talked about Dahl and M. You talked about Terry. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've had a track record of successful projects. Is it always just with you as an artist, as a filmmaker, that you always have to dig within deep to prove yourself to yourself? Like, talk about the emotion of putting your art out there and hoping people understand it.
Yeah, I'm hoping to lose that feeling, you know, because I feel I've been making work that I really like, and I hate the fear that I have sometimes of that, like, at some point somebody's going to say, wait a second, why have you been able to keep doing this, and you're going to stop, you know, like, and I've been able to pay my rent. I'm not a person that comes from money, but it's amazing. I am a person that my parents are both artists, and the value of art was always something that was really there for me from the point that I can remember. So, but to be able to pay my bills doing what I care about, I know is a luxury. So it's just one of those things that I feel like, hopefully this is answering your question,
no, it is,
but
yeah,
it's just like, it's always there so far. I've felt, I always feel like, is this the last chance that I get to?
Well,
do
I just
this?
I know, you know, people who might be listening to this, who may have their own, even outside of art, you know, just a perception of life or who they think they are. I mean, there are times when you doubt yourself, and even as far as you go along. And when we have artists on the show, especially successful ones who are about to put a movie out, with Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts in theaters in Chicago, to hear that same sentiment, I think that resonates. The idea that, I think that's a human trait, that even me doing this radio show or someone, you know, working in their own respective field has the same feeling.
I hope you're right, and the flip side of that means that I'm still hungry. You know, I think that if I wind up to that place where I feel really confident, oh, I'm going to get another chance at this, then maybe I'll lose that, because I feel like each of these opportunities may be my last opportunity still. And actually, I felt that with even, I know it's crazy to say this, but even with Deborah and Tracy, like, they haven't been as so much more successful than I am myself, than I am. However success I have, they've done so much more and found so much more acclaim for what they've done. I still felt that hunger, and that's the hunger, yeah, that I'm looking for. I mean, I feel that with the crew. I've been working with the same crew for many, many years. And the truth is that we're still trying to make things that we care for.
Ozzie Jacobson Studio, he's a filmmaker. The movie Lovers comes out this week. And I think back to the characters in the movie, Tracy and Deborah's characters, the concept that it may not be art that they're chasing, right? Might not be chasing that feeling, but they are hungry for happiness, or they're hungry for some void that's there. Maybe it's just some sort of adventure and excitement in their marriage. Talk about writing characters with that want, with that void. I mean, that comes from somewhere. I mean, I'm thinking about just the conversation we were just having. It makes those characters more than one-dimensional. It makes them nuanced.
Well, you know, I guess that's the flip side with stability. I'm somebody that, like I said, have always kind of in some part hoped to know that I'm going to be working tomorrow. And I definitely don't mean this that these people are, like, if they were artists, they would be so fulfilled. I mean, this is something that I feel within what I do. I've fallen into grooves myself where I feel like I've forgotten to communicate. I've been with my wife for 16 years now. And even making a film sometimes feels like it feels like even though we work together, she does the costumes, it still could feel like an affair in its own way, because by the end of the day, you're exhausted and it's hard to mm-hmm. communicate. And I feel like so much of what happens to Michael and Mary has to do with just not being able to talk, or losing the energy to talk, or to even more than that, to look at each other.
Yeah.
That's what they get from the others, is that they feel looked at. Not that they're even connecting so much. Oh, this person really likes the same books and movies as me. It's just to be seen.
Yeah, and they go through the same routine. There's so much. Let's do this. Let's take a break, get an update on tonight's news. Asa Jacobs, in-studio filmmaker. His film, The Lovers, starring Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts, is in theaters this week. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll continue the conversation. Asa Jacobs here at the Big Table. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. My guest in studio at the Big Table tonight, filmmaker Asa Jacobs. His film, The Lovers, is in theaters this week, starring Deborah Winger, Tracy Letts. It's a comedy about a couple that's in a boring marriage, that they're both having extramarital affairs. And as they get ready to leave each other, they rekindle the relationship. And it kind of has a twist on who's cheating on who, as the people who are in the affairs are starting to feel like they're cheated on by their respective couple. It is a storyline, Asa, that is reminiscent of that screwball come, that the 20s, 30s, 40s kind of thing that we would have seen in early Hollywood. Are you attracted to that kind of story?
Very much so. I love those films. And a lot of, for me, when I watch those earlier films, especially pre-code films, I feel like we're looking at films from the future. It's not so much that we're looking at old films. We're looking at films that I find sometimes much more daring and much more truthful than I see in present day. And so these are films for me to aim ahead for. And also, in a lot of ways, I wanted this movie to be connected to them. The music, definitely.
Yeah,
the score by Mandy Hoffman is trying to link up and trying to remind you where, not only where did these characters come from, some of that romance that you're talking about mm-hmm. that happened within for these couples, for all these kind of groups of couples, but also those movies and how, what happens when that score keeps playing in a loop 20 years later and you still have this great thrilling music, but now where is it in contrast and how does it sync up? That's interesting to me.
The relationship, even with everything that's happening and the extramarital affairs that are happening around the marriage, we talked about this a little bit earlier, just the calmness, the patience, if you will, of the two main characters, not recognizing that they are doing these things, but not really willing to change the situation they're in. It was interesting because the drama came from the other side. It almost became the lovers that were in the picture were providing the drama. We're actually the ones that were a little bit more unstable. Deborah Winger's character, nonplussed most of the time. Tracy Letts is just, you know, he's digging holes trying to keep the normal. There's something about the whole picture that just you've found a way to rearrange roles.
That's great to hear. Well, I think that, so the lovers, Lucy, played by Melora Walters, and Robert, played by Aidan Gillen, the challenge with them is that they're not themselves. They're playing characters that are not happy with themselves, that have lost their stability just by being in this type of relationship.
Both artists, right.
And what Mary and Michael seem to be running from is exactly what's attractive. The fact that they are nonplussed is what's driving them so crazy and also so attractive. Just that they are, they know where they're going to, what's going to happen tomorrow. Maybe that's my way in too, is that I, from this other side of just seeing this couple that, yeah, they're not happy, but they're comfortable.
I think that resonates, and it resonates in this way that, you know, what is happiness, what is comfort? There seems to be a point where the couple is finding their way out. by rekindling and stumbling upon great dialogue in there, but just the way that they start to recognize each other again. They start to communicate. They start to connect. But it's the others. It's the lovers in the scenario that stand in the way, whether it be just trying to disrupt the normalcy. When you write like that, when you write in this way that it almost feels like the couple is going to come back together, but there's these obstacles that are stopping them from doing it. Is the intention for the people on the outside to be obstacles?
Well, it's interesting because, you know, when we shoot a film, especially at this size, well, maybe all sizes, we're shooting out of sequence. And so I started by shooting the lovers' relationships first.
Really?
And that created, I think, an interesting foundation that by the time when we were shooting Deborah and Tracy together, it did feel like that's the affair going on because we had shot both. We'd first established them with these other actors first, and then they fell in sync with those actors first, and then they found each other in sync. I don't think of these characters ever as obstacles. I just think of them. I just see them as part of the complications and trying to make things compelling or interesting.
Yeah. This really is a story that is one that goes after what makes people happy. I mean, happiness, the idea of characters, that should they be together, should they be with their lovers. And in a way, and I don't want to give it away, but it's not the standard way that most of these movies are going to end. Right? And it's not like either they split up and you know, or they go their way or they stay together. I mean, it's a lot more nuanced than that. When you think about how this ends, and that, you always hear that, you know, it's never going to end well. Does it end well for those characters?
For me, it does. And it ends the only way it can. Again, I could be the strange one here, but I see a happy ending. And I don't know if that's is that a spoiler? It's my own version of a happy ending. But this has come up. There was no other thought, really. There was no other way. I felt like I can see now that there could be something that maybe you're inclined to want. And I'm speaking to an audience that hasn't seen the film yet, but their first response could be to maybe, I don't know, whatever the response is. But I think ultimately my guess is that that person would walk away later and then question that final point. And if that final moment wasn't honest, then you'd question everything that preceded it.
Right. It's an interesting conversation just about honesty, about relationships, about conflict, about happiness, about filling that void. The movie is The Lovers. It's out in theaters now. My guest, Azza Jacobs. You know, for you, I mean, you grew up in New York. Like you said, your parents were artists. Your dad was an experimental filmmaker. Mm-hmm. You spent your life in L.A. as well, like doing television and other things. Where do you see yourself going? I mean, because you started as a filmmaker who was doing experimental stuff, not unlike your dad, and you've moved into a realm where now you've got a movie out with A24 that is in the theaters this week. I mean, do you see yourself moving in this direction, staying as Hollywood independent filmmaker?
My father's been making these films since the 50s, and he's making them to today, and he's never compromised in anything he's done. And that's an incredible thing to see in front of you. I also had the amazing fortune to have an older sister, 4 years older, that brought me in to see The Clash when I was 9. And I saw something really similar up on stage, and I saw something similar with my dad. I saw a certain honesty, but in that case, it was to a full, adoring crowd. And I want to go somewhere in between those two, I think. You know, like that's the somewhere between my pop and strummer is what I would love to be.
That's good. That's a good place to be for all of us, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a goal. I mean, this is just a mark ahead. But I'm not saying it's where I'll be. But that's an intention. I want to keep making things that are different and surprising. And I'm hoping to be back here talking about something completely different.
Well, we'd love to have you. Filmmaker Azza Jacobs, the new film The Lover, starring Deborah Winger and Tracy Letts, in theaters now. Azza, thanks so much for stopping by being my guest at the big table.
Thank you. This has been great.